Good morning, everybody. Happy Easter. Welcome wherever you are, whatever time you're watching is that. You are very welcome to this Easter morning service. Traditionally at Easter, Christians welcome each other with the words, Hallelujah, Christ is risen. And so this morning I say to you, Hallelujah, Christ is risen. And welcome to our worship. Christians believe that God's love is stronger than death. Love doesn't answer all the questions, nor does it protect us from bad times. But from experience, ours and of others, we learn that this is stronger. Love is strong. Love defeats death. Love goes on beyond death. And love will see us through. At Easter, Christ proved love is stronger than death. And so today, come and celebrate. Let's celebrate Easter. Let's celebrate with our worship, with our songs, with our prayers, and with our reflection. Enjoy the service. Take joy from it. Take joy from your faith. And take this service of worship out into your lives. Christ was laid in a tomb, but he has risen. The tomb is empty. Morning has come. New life has come, and life itself is not undone. Come, come and worship God. The Lord is here.
Now let us pray. God of new life and hope, of forgiveness and restoration and new beginnings, we meet on this Easter morning to celebrate the astonishing good news that Jesus, whom everyone thought was dead and gone, is alive and with us still. That the one who everyone thought had been defeated has defeated death itself. It cannot be for us as it was for his disciples on that first Easter morning. We know too much that they did not, and we have lived through so much that they had not. But we understand their confusion and fear. The response to an empty tomb is not joy, but grief and anger. that has a ring of truth to it. Our response to things not being as we think they should be is to run around in circles looking for answers and then for a safe place to hide. That also rings true. Loving God, we come to worship this Easter day with no slick prescription for how we should be feeling. We just come exactly as we are. Sad, tired, fearful, confused, with dawning hope and promise and fleeting glimpses of joy. We come as we are and trust that against all the odds that you will come and find us here. Our prayers, our worship, our lives, we offer to you, our God. Amen.
Mark chapter 16, the first 8 verses. After the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices to go and anoint the body of Jesus. Very early on Sunday morning, at sunrise, they went to the tomb. On the way, they said to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" It was a very large stone. Then they looked up and saw that the stone had already been rolled back. So they entered the tomb, where they saw a young man sitting on the right, wearing a white robe, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised. Look, here is the place where they put him. Now, go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter. He is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and ran from the tomb, distressed and terrified. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Amen.
Son of the living God, hanging on a tree, dying there for you and me. Come see the bringer of truth and grace, nailed there for us, agony across his face. This is love displayed. Grave clothes now. is alive again, risen from the dead, ushering a new age in. This is victory, this is life for everyone who will believe in Jesus Christ. This is life for everyone who will believe in Jesus Christ. So come and worship Him, come and sing to Him, come and live for Jesus Christ. Come and worship Him, come and sing to Him, come and live for Him, Jesus Christ. We will worship Him, we will sing to Him, we will live for Him, Jesus Christ.
Easter is here. Alleluia. Christ is risen. On Easter mornings, greet each other with these words. And after the trials and terrors of Holy Week and the darkness of Saturday, when the world held its breath to see what would happen on the third day, we rejoice and we say again, Alleluia, Christ is risen. And yet some people don't think that Christ rose. Yesterday, the president of the Humanists UK, Professor Alice Roberts, tweeted, "Dead people don't come back to life." Perhaps as she wrote, "Don't come back to life," there was an underlying niggle that caused her to post that comment as a command. But her comments highlight important points about proof and truth, understanding and belief and faith. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, was possibly Jesus' aunt. Salome, and Luke adds Joanne. They were all close to Jesus and they loved him. They had loved Jesus well enough to be grieving at his death. And they loved him well enough to care for him even after his death. And they went to the tomb on that dawning day, ready to wash and anoint his body, ready for burial. But the body was gone, and a young man in the tomb told them Jesus had been raised. He was not there. "Go and tell Peter and the disciples." And they went out of the tomb and they fled, for terror and amazement had seized them, and no wonder. And then they kept quiet and they didn't tell anyone, not even the disciples, for they were afraid. Well, what to make of all of this? Easter Sunday, Christ is risen. The day Christians celebrate love flowing through the barriers of death. And we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. Really? Mark records that Jesus had risen. If this was true at that tomb that morning, why were the women so afraid? There were many reasons. The disciples might have thought that the women were deluded by grief. And possibly because in Jewish society, women were not thought to be credible witnesses. This was written into the Talmud and in Israeli law until 1951. They were afraid because the dead don't come back to life. But the women had had their experience, and no one could tell them it wasn't true or take that experience away from them. And the other Gospels tell us that Jesus appeared to the disciples too. Do you understand this? Where does faith come in? Is what was said and recorded the truth? Where is the proof? Is proof needed and necessary for truth? Compare the proof and the truth of the woman's experiences with the dismissal of resurrection in the world today. The lack of historical or scientific evidence of resurrection is a problem for many. How can Easter be proven? Society likes and demands proof. Proof solves questions, problems, situations. Proof answers events that cannot be otherwise explained. And to be perfectly honest, I'm not entirely sure that I understand Easter and resurrection myself. I know Easter can't be proven scientifically, historically, or logically. And yet, does my faith depend on that? Can I suggest that faith does not rely on understanding? Resurrection, Christ is risen, can hold true without historical or scientific proof. What faith and Jesus do require is a decision. Am I going to put my trust, my faith, in this belief system, regardless of whether I understand it or not, whether there's hard evidence or not? History and science, after all, are only two of God's many, many languages. Jesus challenged his followers to look beyond the healings and the miracles and to look at the source of the power for this, to look to God and make a decision about whether you trust and have faith that there is a better way of life to live, a way that allows for love being stronger than death, despite the lack of proof. I can't see gravity or wind, but I see their impact and I know that they exist. I also know the impact of faith and that it exists. And beyond that, I have faith in Jesus and God, because I know the impact they have in the lives of people. Perhaps it's like in the account of the healing of the blind man in Mark 8. Faith can clear my eyes only partially for now, and then in the future I will see and understand more clearly. Or another account in Mark, in chapter 9. When I step out in faith, it's a step into a relationship with God and with Jesus. And in my lack of understanding, I can say and I can ask, I believe. Help me in my unbelief. I don't understand, but help me anyway. Even when I don't have proof, I trust that there is truth and that Easter makes a difference. Holding on to faith in truth, the resurrection goes beyond proof. Faith can change perspectives. Faith changes who I am. I am now a follower of Jesus, trusting in God to make a difference to my life, and more importantly, to make a difference in the lives of those around me. Faith is so much bigger than my feeble understanding. As God called Jesus to be in the world and work to a different agenda, so I now find myself doing that too. God has something more in mind for each of us than we might have for ourselves. Now I start looking for that in others too. Where is God in this and in every situation? How will I make sense of the world through God's eyes? Easter and resurrection means that we see the world differently. I recently came across this reflection from The Working Preacher.
Easter is coming, but for many of us, this is not the ultimate reality. There is too much pain and suffering in the world today. Death has the last word. It would therefore be foolish to say that the life and death of a first century Jew named Jesus makes a difference. Why? Might makes right. Power is superior to compassion, and despair is stronger than hope. So I refuse to believe a man can come back from the dead. Sometimes the most important facts are the hardest to accept. Resurrection is a false hope. How can you say an empty tomb changes everything? Don't you see God loves the world is a lie? Money is God, and the one who dies with the most toys wins. I will tell you what I tell my children. There is no more to this world than what you can see, hold, and buy. There is no mystery in everyday life, and there is nothing sacred about ordinary things and people. Many of us simply do not believe that God can give life to the dead, bring light from darkness, and create something out of nothing. But what if the testimony of the women at the tomb was true? Then God can give life to the dead, bring light from darkness, and create something out of nothing. Many of us simply do not believe that there is nothing sacred about ordinary things and people. There is no mystery in everyday life, and there is no more to this world than what you can see, hold, and buy. I will tell you what I tell my children. The one who dies with the most toys wins, and money is God is a lie. God loves the world. Don't you see? An empty tomb changes everything. How can you say resurrection is a false hope? Sometimes the most important facts are the hardest to accept. A man can come back from the dead. So I refuse to believe despair is stronger than hope. Power is superior to compassion, and might makes right. Why? The life and death of a first century Jew named Jesus makes a difference. It would therefore be foolish to say that death has the last word. There is too much pain and suffering in the world today, but for many of us, this is not the ultimate reality. Easter is coming.
Easter is coming. Easter has come, and Christ has risen. Alleluia. Amen.
I'm here at Salachan Beach, where often we have gathered early on the morning of Easter Day. From here today, we bring our prayers for others and for ourselves. Let's pray. Risen Lord, we thank you for the hope of Easter Day that resonates in songs and words, in laughter and shout, that bubbles up from the deepest places within us, breathing new life into each place of death and despair, filling this place with good news that everything has changed forever. Despair has come joy. Fear has become courage. Questions have become faith. And while we enjoy the hopefulness of this day, we recognize that for many people, the question the risen Lord asked Mary, "Why are you weeping?" is very real and very present. For too many of your beloved children, it does seem as though death has the last word, as though fear can trump compassion, as though violence is the true source of power. This day of all days, the day that laughs at those who thought that using fear, violence, and death would bring their own success and happiness. We pray on this Easter day for those who find themselves trapped by the misguided decisions of others, for those who find themselves living on the streets, for those searching for meaningful employment, for those whose health in body or mind is poor, for those who struggle to raise their families, for those who know poverty or hunger or thirst. We pray that they will find a way to break through and find change. We pray on this Easter day for those who make decisions that impact on the lives of others, for national leaders, for local councillors, for heads of states and business executives, for trade negotiators, for union leaders. God of compassion, we pray that they may put all their skill and effort into benefiting others and not only themselves. Risen Lord, this is the day when laughter returned to earth and new life was breathed into creation. And we rejoice and are glad. And we pray for your life-giving, laughter-making spirit to be set free in our world today. We pray for your life-giving, laughter-making spirit to be set free in the elderly, tired institution of the church, and even in us, your ever hopeful, sometimes joyful, still wanting to be faithful people. And all our prayers this day, we bring to you, our God, and from the silence of our hearts, we bring our thankfulness for those who have lived the life of faith, for those who have shared it with us. Today we give thanks for the ministry that Fiona has shared with us in recent years. We pray your blessing upon her and David in all that lies ahead. All our prayers for ourselves, for those we know and love, and for those we find hard to love, we bring to you, our God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's join in our prayer of dedication. Living God, as we lay or drop or place offerings in a plate or a bag, we ask for Easter grace to let go of all that gets in the way of abundant Easter living. May we not cling on to anything that we imagine will keep us safe, money, home, family, religion, even life itself. May we let go in order to find. May we give without thought of receiving. May we die in order to rise to the newness of life. And hear us, Lord, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Oh,
Our blessing for today. Love wins. Jesus lives and reigns. Sin is defeated. Death is conquered. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. With hope and joy in our hearts, let us go from here to love and serve the Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all and those you love, now and always. Amen.
Thank you to everyone for sharing in this, our Easter worship. And a very special thank you to Fiona for this, her final contribution to our online worship videos. As Fiona and her husband David make moves down south for the next chapter in life, and know that you go with our grateful thanks and every blessing for your futures. Thank you to everyone for sharing in this video worship as we make a gradual transition back to worship in the church buildings. The video worship will be continuing. And if you can see the subscribe button down below, then do please give it a click. And having done that, if you see the notification bell, then click that and you'll get notifications when there's new video material here. And you can follow www.aksm.org.uk or on the Facebook page for AKSM and indeed for Acharachol and Ardnamurchan churches for details of all that is happening over the coming weeks and months. God bless you all.